Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. McInerney, International Relations, Sixth Capital, 6 points of view in the two-front war. The president in the Oval Office address prominently mentioned Ukraine, perhaps because the original draft of that speech was about Ukraine only, and then October 7th. And the president, in the course of the evening, said that both Vladimir Putin and Hamas were enemies of democracy. That was the link that he made for the American people. He also talked about the amount of money needed to sustain the war in Ukraine and to support the Israeli effort to solve the Hamas gangsters, killers. Professor, I turn to the Moscow point of view because Vladimir Putin was in Beijing for part of the week, made disparaging remarks about the president's trip to the Middle East, also about the fleet occupying the eastern Mediterranean to support Israel. At this point, there is reason to believe that the Ukrainians feel second fiddle, feel back burner. Secretary Austin traveled to Kyiv to assure Mr. Zelensky of the U.S.'s sustained support. However, that is not evident in the Congress, that was reluctant to the point of not providing money beforehand. And now the president is asking for even more money. What is Moscow's point of view as it watches the struggles in the Middle East, which alarm Moscow, as it must? It's a regional war. And at the same time, pressing their advantage, a political advantage in Ukraine, because they don't brook dissent in Moscow. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Moscow is, they have impaled themselves, or Putin has impaled the Russia of which he is leader, as it were. They've impaled themselves on a catastrophic mistake in Ukraine. And rather than simply undo that, something which becomes ever more difficult, they are looking for some kind of an exit, or some kind of a solution, which will enable them really to prevail. And they have been hoping that one way or another, the United States would be distracted. So this development in the Middle East is a gift to them. However, the linkage between what's going on in Russia and what's going on in the Middle East is nowhere near as clear as Mr. Biden suggests. These are two very distinct situations. They have actually very little in common, I would say, and one cannot apply exactly the same policies to both of them. Now, Russia is trying to, Mr. Putin is trying to build up the prestige of Russia as a world player. And one gets a sense of how reduced Russia is from what she was under the Soviet Union. And to be sure, Russia today is actually, if you can imagine it, it's freer. It's in many ways a nicer place than it was under the Soviet Union, but it has this terrible cloud of this war, death, and violence that is everywhere. It's a very sort of frightening place to be. The question of how Mr. Putin can make best use of the development for the Middle East is very difficult to answer. He is, first of all, he can't really make a military contribution. He is completely concerned with maintaining control in Russia and somehow winning in Ukraine. Now, the United States is now, we're going into a period of domestic confusion. As you mentioned, the support for Ukraine is dropping. It's now only 50% of Americans think that our support for Ukraine is at the right level. There are very few people who want to increase it, and there are lots of people who, for reasons that are, to me, very hard to understand, feel it should be decreased. I think that, sadly, if Putin is not penalized for invading Ukraine, then the prospects of peace are dim indeed. But what Mr. Putin has done is he's working on public relations, and he's even talked to the North Koreans. We get an idea of how desperate the Russians are when we realize that they're gratefully receiving North Korean munitions. He went to China on Tuesday. He has made disparaging remarks about the United States, and he's quite right. Two aircraft carriers, it's not quite clear what they can do. And American policy is, to be fair, it's not very well thought out, but Russian policy is worse. He would like to cooperate closely with China, but the two sides distrust each other deeply and for easily understandable historical reasons. He's got Hungary out of the NATO alliance. And I think that his calculation is that if he simply can hold on, he can outweigh the United States and he can outweigh Ukraine. And I think that is sadly, this is possible. But we must not overestimate the ability of Russia to turn a catastrophe in the Middle East that is breaking up alliance systems, which are really essential to controlling the Russians and the Chinese. Breaking these up, it's very hard for Putin actually to turn this into something that's useful to him, that improves his actual situation. It all has to do with effect, I would say.
Do you measure, Professor, that one way to say it is time is on his side, that Putin now sees a path to victory by digging in and waiting for concessions from NATO?
Well, I hate to say it. I really hate to say it, but I'm afraid that is the case. And, of course, this has worked for adversaries of Western or American policy since Vietnam, which was a very long time ago. But it wasn't necessary, really, for the North Vietnamese to defeat the South Vietnamese. The American political system became so entangled, and the imperatives of American politics so overshadowed what might have been imperative in Vietnam that we made a catastrophic decision and got out. And then, of course, Afghanistan was a demonstration that, you know, even when there's nobody opposing you, that we are incapable of withdrawing in an orderly fashion. It was a clear manifestation of the terrible erosion and breakdown of fundamental American institutions.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Six Capital, Six Points of View. It is cluttered to deal with both Kyiv and Jerusalem at the same time, but that is the nature of the conflict right now. It's a two-front war, a war that knits together the interests of the United States, the interests of Europe, and we're going to Kyiv now because Kyiv is entirely dependent upon the United States to sustain itself as leader of NATO. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.